The following is a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.
Welcome back to Tony Curry Radio, Bite by Bite. It's a show that butts right up against the ghost mission-minded Michael Coleman, because one show just isn't enough for the CEO of the Heart of Alabama Food Bank, and it really isn't. We've got a lot to talk about, of course, along with Feeding America, food pantries across the country. We get down to the nuts and bolts of the non-for-profit business when it comes to food safety and food care. You know, it's interesting. I was in Roanoke this past week. My son wanted to ride some elevators. He saw a video on YouTube, and he wanted to go to Roanoke, so we drove 8 hours to go ride in this elevator, and this elevator was in a movie or something. I don't know. He loves elevators. Yeah. But there's also the Virginia Department of Transportation Museum there, and he loves trains. Uh-huh. And so it worked out great, and everything's within walking distance. Roanoke's a beautiful little city. It's a little smaller than Birmingham, but it's nice. And so we went there, and it was the transportation place is run by Norfolk Southern, which, of course, has an office there in Roanoke. They have a hub there of trains. And they had in every engine they have, whether it's an SD40 or an EMD, and my son knows all this verbiage, these numbers, there would be the mission statement would be on the hood of the train. And yeah. I can't recite it, but I knew it had everything to do with safety. Is no matter how slow it is,
yeah.
how fast you get there, no matter what time you get there, no matter who you're dealing with, how you're dealing with employees, yeah. everything must be based off safety first. Now, I don't know when this mission statement was written. And so I talked to my son, who sometimes thinks he's a train. And I'm always like, hey, you know, it's always important the train's clean. You know, you gotta make sure you get a, you know, take a good bath tonight. Because if your parts aren't working and you're well oiled, you have to eat those greens. Because if you eat those greens, you know, you're not getting the oil you need system and it works. So I know from a mission statement, sometimes it's that boring thing, but it's also really important to not only come up with a mission statement, but something that people can understand and also are moved by it. And that's what you want to talk about today.
Yeah, it's just so important. So recently we had our summer fun and food drive. And so I was on TV a lot. And we ended up blowing it out of the water.
Nice.
But it was because, well, first of all, it's the generosity of our community. It's not any magic words that I'm saying, but part of it, this is kind of what made me think about it. Is there's a lot of nonprofits, and I'll just take Montgomery, for instance. So you have a few major nonprofits, but what you don't, sometimes you realize, oh, I hadn't heard anything. Are they still around? Are they still, you know, going on? And because there's only so much bandwidth that's out there and only so much that you can claim and talk about. And one of the great failings that we have is that we don't talk about what the impact is. And I remember sometimes talking and going, man, I bet I've said this a million times. I bet people are so tired of hearing. And then sometimes I'll come across people and they're like, oh, I've never heard that before. I had no idea. So you have to keep talking about it. But not just that, but talk about it with passion about why you're doing what you're doing. But whose life is different? Because the reality is what you're trying to do in the nonprofit space is – you're saying, yeah, here's my mission statement. And they go, yeah, that's a good mission. I understand that you're there to help, let's just say, somebody with education, or you're there to help somebody through addiction, or you're there to help somebody with food, whatever. So all the mission statements out there have good purposes that serve a community. But the question is, okay, well, that's your mission. Well, how well are you doing at it? I mean, what is your impact? Because you're like, yeah, here's my mission. And they're like, well, how well are you doing it? Well, if we had more money, we'd really be killing it. Yeah. And I'm okay. So, you know, so I went down, I may have shared this, I can't remember. I went down to Publix, and I thought Publix did such a great job of this, but they had talked about, they had given away, they had just out of their, I don't know, the last several decades when they really got strong into donating, they had donated over 1 billion pounds of food. They had just gone over the billion mark.
That's amazing.
And so we're like, yeah. So you and I are sitting there going, well, that's a lot of food, but it's hard to visualize. So they said, here's what that would look like. So we all know a transfer truck, and we're looking at it and we're like, okay, a big 18 wheeler. That's if that was packed with food, that'd be a lot of food. They said you could put 18-wheelers back-to-back or bumper-to-bumper, and that would stretch from Jacksonville, Florida to Atlanta, Georgia.
Wow.
That, and so that gives you this picture.
Yeah.
That you're like, wow, that blows. And how many truckloads is that? How many, you know, just on and on and on, just the visualization, you're just blown away. But number one, they're proud of their mission because that they're saying, yeah, we don't just donate food. We have donated over a billion. So think of how many meals that's, you know, that's almost, if you count 1.2, that's 750 or 800 million meals that this one company has donated. Just think about the impact
that's
of
amazing.
On you know, their territory, and primarily in the Southeast. But it really hit home with me when I'm on TV or when I'm trying to communicate to stakeholders. They're like, yeah, we know what your mission is. Your mission is to help people, but how well are you doing it? Mm-hmm. And I'm telling you, you got to know right there. Here's how we're doing this, and here's how well we're doing it. And you can't just say it, because if somebody goes, okay, you say you're doing this, well, I'm going to take a little peek behind the curtain, and let me tell you something. What you're saying you're doing, it better be true.
Yeah.
Because there is nothing worse than telling somebody you're doing something, and then they're like, okay, show it to me. Show me financially. Show me on, you know, any kind of report that you do. And if they see an inconsistency, then boy, there's nothing that will rip apart your mission or rip apart your nonprofit than quicker than losing credibility.
Well, it really puts it in perspective too, because on the way in today, I was listening, you know, there obviously the situation in the Gaza Strip and over in Israel, they were getting 400 truckloads of food a day, and now they're getting 400 truckloads a month. And obviously the wheels are getting taken off these trailers because the truck's not stopping before it's empty. In other words, but that's amazing. That's amazing stat. It really is.
Yeah. So whatever you're doing, and that's really true for for-profit work, foundation work, it really doesn't matter. Just know what you're doing and talk about, and the counter to that is, and I won't go into a lot of detail, but this, a counter to that is, well, I'm going to honestly look at what my impact is. And if your impact doesn't inspire you as the leader, if you're like, then what are you doing? That ought to be, you know what? I'm not blown away by our impact. So how do we do it a way because if I'm not blown away and I'm on the inside, then how can I expect people to donate or give towards this if they aren't blown away? So, you know, really, really know what you are, know what good you're doing in society, and then shout it from the rooftops so that people can partake in that in whatever way, volunteer, donate, whatever it is, be on your board, be a community advocate, but just come along and support you. But it starts with you knowing what your impact and telling others about it. That's got to be your message.
Go to HAFB.org, Heart of Alabama Food Bank. You can hashtag HAFB as well. Michael Coleman, the CEO of the Heart of Alabama Food Bank. This is Bite by Bite. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
This has been a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.